This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Raising Cane's, we focus on being the best at one thing and getting it right every time, which is why every hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken finger meal we serve is made just for you.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're hungry for a delicious steak meal for lunch or dinner, head down Highway 6 to Ashland, to Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Open at 11 o'clock every day through 9 p.m. Well, I guess not every day. Wednesday through Sunday. Phil and the team will have the cookie skillet for you as well. Get the sirloin-like sip kits or the New York strip like Bill. I get the filet. It's delicious. Walleye, Chilean sea bass.
Meats.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse, Highway
Philman.
6. Yeah, film.
The coat.
Ashland. We are doing a very early version of Bill's Thrills for special reasons, so I'll fire up the intro. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The Woo! King of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5222. 04. Why do we have an early Bill's Thrills today, Bill?
Because we have the godfather of equipment in here.
Oh, God.
Jay Terry's in here. Jay, we had lucky to have a chance to get him to come in and talk to us a little bit about a little bit of the history of equipment and how long he's been here and the things that but stood out were that Jay has been here so long, took over in 2002. Am I correct, Jay?
Yep. That was my first year with football.
So the last thing about this, guys, for Nebraska football, the last 50-plus years, there's only been two guys leading the program. For the last 50-plus years, there's been two guys leading the program. That is stability at the highest level.
It is.
And like I said, what they have to do at equipment, but I'm going to jump right into it. One of the main reasons that Jay's here, we have the plaque for him here.
We have a plaque.
We have a plaque. So Jay's game against Penn State this Saturday will be his 300th game. And his first game was 2002 at Penn State?
That's my first road game.
First road game.
First game was Arizona State that year.
Yeah, first road game. So we have a plaque for him from the three-legged stool.
No, we don't.
It says Jay Terry, football savant on there, right there. 300-plus, incredible, GBR. So that's for
Jay.
Wow,
that is nice.
So that is
take a look at that.
That is from
who's from
the three-legged stool. It's from us, Steve. We got it for him.
Yes. Sounds like me on Christmas morning with my kids' presents.
That's fun. And then when we get you that. So the reason we wanted to have
look at that
Jay on.
It's a nice looking plaque.
Was think about this now.
It says incredible. So,
it's gorgeous.
Incredible.
300 games. 300 savant. Did you think you'd be called a savant at any time in your career, Jay?
No.
So Jay has done an incredible job here with this, and there's so many layers to questions we might and feel free to text some in. But I want to start off with Jay with that people don't understand is tell me about the organization and the brotherhood of the managers. Because Jay has all the equipment world. He's also doing a complete staff every day. And tell us about the size of staff. All these kids come in and the brotherhood that how this stays a part of their life forever.
Yeah, we got guys right now, we got about 20 kids that help out every day. They put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. And the whole athletic department if we didn't have student workers. There's a lot of stuff that gets done. But for us in the equipment room, out on the practice field, got kids assigned to a position group. So, you know, everybody's with a linebacker coach or quarterbacks and so on and so on. So we got a couple people at each position. You know, sometimes class conflicts pop up and different things, you know. So, but yeah, we got kids over the years that now that are coaches in Division I, kids that are high school coaches, kids that are lawyers, kids that are doctors. Coach Jamrog's son's a priest. So we got people all over the board, and it's great walking along the sideline and have somebody holler at you, and you're like, yep, they were here, you know. And the memories that they have and the bowl trips, the road games, the different things that we've done over all the years, it's an amazing experience.
It's a you become so close with your manager. So like my manager in Nebraska or any place, especially here, Jay did the best job of all the places I've been. But they would be up. So we'd practice in the morning sometimes here. So they'd be in my office at 5:30, and we'd have to go over what was going on in special teams that day, what we're going to do. Jay would help out all the different things, and they had to have this stuff because the transition, the horn is the law. So, and that horn goes, right, Jay?
Yep.
Everyone's moving, and you can't be like that. Hey, coach, where'd you want that drill set up at? Oh, no, it's all pre-thought out, but they have to be up there early in the morning, and they go over it with each coach. What are we doing today? What's this exactly? And you get so close with your manager because they are your lifeblood as an assistant coach.
You won't be amazed by this, but I had no idea that went on. That see, that's interesting. Jake, did you have any idea?
I had no clue.
So people think it's like Jay and a couple other guys putting face masks on. That's kind of what people think. And
you have a manager assigned to each assistant.
Yep. Yeah. So they, like Coach said, they meet with them. And as the year gets going on, you know, beginning of the year, it's, you know, they're up there getting it figured out by week two, week three, coach will be like, yeah, I want this drill, want this drill, want this drill. You know, and we get, everybody kind of gets on the same page and know, and you know, for these kids, when they, you know, I get all sorts of emails from kids wanting to become a manager.
Do you?
And I try and tell them, I'm like, hey, just so you know, it's not all the game day that you see. We're the first ones here. Like all the other support staff people, we're the last ones to leave. Like all the other support staff people.
Yeah.
You know, we're working on Thanksgiving. We're working on Christmas, hopefully, you know, at a bowl game.
Right.
So I try and make it look as ugly as possible for them to realize what it is. It's not all just what you see on Saturday.
Good idea.
My favorite part. So you remember the importance I talked about how assistant coaches, it's like you're the president when you get brought into the press box. Remember that? It's embarrassing. Or it's like, you know, it's not embarrassing like this, but Jay's the same way. When the plane lands, everyone stays seated, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Who comes out?
Jay's staff.
Team. All of a sudden, Jay's team
first
is
one's off.
First one's off. First, nice. Last one's on. All of a sudden, when it's like, stay seated. And then here comes Jay and his crew, and they whisk down the aisle because the stuff's got to come off that plane. And so also that thing opens up. They're loading stuff, and then we get ready to leave. We're like, like to get going. Let's go. Let's go. The last guy's coming back on are these guys, and they're just drenched in sweat, or it's 20 degrees outside. And the airplane, what goes on with those guys, I mean, it's pure, it's not hell, but it's a lot.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lot. So again, people thought, yeah, we just go there and get some balls out, right? And then we go from there, way more to it.
So what's today? You're here, what's today? It's at 6:43 a.m.
Yep.
Are we holding you up? Are we holding up your day?
right now, is there confusion? Is Coach Rule looking for you?
Where's Jay Terry?
Why is he someone hands him in a radio. He's on the air.
He's on with the Jackals.
Yeah, he's on with the Jackals at the ticket.
what do you do today?
I mean, the whole process for a road game, it starts, I always tell this to everybody, it's Groundhog Day in our business, and Coach Bush knows this, it's routine. So usually on a Monday at this time, you're doing something. On Tuesday at this time, you're doing the same thing, so on and so forth. This year with our travel trips, you know, we've left, you know, the distance, the truck's left on Wednesdays where it's normally left on Thursdays, you know, but we like to get it there early. Monty Selden and Selden Trucking.
Monty's been doing it forever.
Yeah. Shelby.
Yep. Yes.
Shout out to Shelby.
There, we got them. I mean, we start loading. After the UCLA game, we took the stuff off. We needed to get off the truck and get cleaned and repacked. And, you know, with this new facility, we're able to leave the truck and trailer at our building. So we're loading stuff all the time. So, you know, back in the day and when we were over here in North Stadium, we weren't able to leave the trailer at the stadium all the time. They'd have to come and drop it off on Sunday, and then we could start doing it. But now, it's there all the time. So we're able to work on it all week. And
so the semi went to UCLA. Now it's going to be in Pennsylvania.
Yep. So
that's a pretty good drive. Just so you guys are doing math on that
it's
one.
Not easy.
Jake and Jose drove out to UCLA. They got back at like 3 or 4 Monday morning. We unloaded the truck that Monday.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Monday morning right away. I think we're in at 6 or 7. Got started on it. And then Jake and Paul left yesterday at 2 o'clock, and I think I looked this morning, they're about Pennsylvania state line, so they'll get there this morning, and the early crew of support staff people will leave today and get out there, and they'll unload the stuff that needs to be taken off the truck for the hotel.
Have you ever made the drive?
No.
God, I've never made the semi drive. I'd like to be on the truck heading out to Pennsylvania.
I've ridden home a couple times.
Have you?
Yeah. And this year, I just hopped in the truck and rode on the top bunk and slept on the way home from Minnesota after the game.
Did you?
We rolled in here at 6 in the morning, got up, opened the truck, and we started unloading it.
Yeah, they go right back to work. There is no, we'll get to it. There's no, we'll get to it. Just amazing.
So, go ahead, Jay.
Hypothetical question, Jay. Now, you mentioned the semi-drives everywhere across the country. If Nebraska someday down the road would like to play a regular non-conference game at Hawaii, how would that go without the semi for making the trip there?
Well, I'm guessing that would be a lot similar to our trip to Dublin.
Okay, there we go.
So see, he's handled it.
He's been there.
There he is.
Through Dublin.
There we go.
I'm guessing
Jay Hawaii Terry, here. Guys.
Dublin trip was quite the experience. I wish I would love to do it now again after having the first time experience. I mean, leading up to it, we just had no idea what to do, what was going on. And then, you know, at first I thought that we're going to fly out of Lincoln, load the plane here in Lincoln, and, you know, go to Dublin. Then later on down the line, find out, well, you're going to have to truck your equipment to Chicago, and it's going to have to get loaded on a plane there, and it's going to fly on a different plane than you.
And that's a lot.
That's stress city right there.
So then I was like, well, I'm not sending our equipment just on a plane without somebody. So we sent one of my old managers, who was actually on staff as like a GA up in the recruiting office. And so he left like the day earlier too with the equipment and wrote it, and he's sending me pictures like, here it is, it's coming across the tarmac, loaded up.
That's awesome.
It's getting on the plane.
All of a sudden, the helmets aren't here. Where are the helmets? Jay Terry, we're missing 100 helmets. Oh,
that'd be a bad.
That would be a remarkable situation.
Yeah, that trip to Ireland though was quite the experience. And but like I said, if I could do it now, it'd be a much better.
Where's that trailer? Where do you have it? It's over there all the time?
No, it is at our new facility.
Can you say where?
Or is it? It's secret? Just out back there, in between the Coliseum and the new building.
Just stays there.
Yeah, we got a loading dock now. It's crazy. Wow. Before, we didn't even have a loading dock. We didn't really load in. It just sat out there.
Yeah, well, you would do it on the northwest.
Gate 11.
Side. Gate 11,
northwest
yep.
side, right?
Yep. Yep.
So, I saw that thing backing up a lot over the years.
Yep.
Now you don't have to do that.
No, it's right out the back door.
Probably go to hell.
Joined by Jay Terry, Nebraska football equipment manager. 300 games. That'd be the 300th game this Saturday at Penn State. What has changed in your industry from 2002 to now?
Ooh, great question.
Good one, Jake.
A lot. I've been thinking about it. When I first started, staff size, you know, what was it? 10 coaches, you know, two GAs at the time.
This, I mean, it was so, it was what? A fourth of what it is now.
Yeah.
It really was.
I had one trunk that we used to pack coaches' gear in, and I only packed for the 10 coaches, and it was like a polo, slacks, pair of shoes, and maybe a sweatshirt or something like that. And I packed for those 10 people. That was it. And that was in one trunk. Now I think we pack for almost 80 people. We're not talking players. Change. We're talking just staff.
Really? Yeah. 80 staff?
I mean, you're talking.
Oh, and also
almighty.
When they put out your game day gear, there's options. Also, it's like, okay, here's a quarter zip. Here's a hoodie. It's like, hey, whatever the coach usually kind of determines what you're going to wear. There's a discussion. However, Jay and the coach handle that. You don't get to go rogue on your own and say, I bought this myself at Kmart, and it's my lucky one, so I'm wearing that. No, it's all a sign. But you do have different options usually of what you can wear. Hey, if you want to wear a hoodie, if you want to wear this, it's all under the Adidas Nebraska deal. But they put it all out. So there'll be like seven things in your locker when you get there. And they'll have your sideline pass. He has all the stuff that you ever need. Is there. And then if all of a sudden, usually rain gear only appears is it out if we're going to need this today, or it looks like we're going to need this. Rain gear was never in your cubicle unless it looked like it was going to be needed.
Well, now the thing you run into is the facilities at the road games, the locker rooms. You know, it pins or where UCLA, the Rose Bowl, that place is unbelievable. The locker room is huge. Yeah. It's like
right?
50 yards long.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Is that right?
We could have warmed up in there.
Yeah. Really?
Place for all the coaches. And then you go to Maryland and it's the size of this room, and you got a spot for about six coaches to change. So, you know, a lot of times now we're just taking coaches gear to the hotel, you know, and people, not the main coaches, but all the other analysts and so on, support staff, pick up their clothes there and dress there, because there's just not a place to do it at the stadium some places.
The locker rooms are dramatically different. I mean, it's like you said, there's some you go to, you go, this is a Taj Mahal. Oh, wow, this is unbelievable. And you go to some, like Jay said, you'll walk into where the coach's locker room, and you're like, the head coach is in there, and you're all in there. You can't even turn around.
Yeah.
You're like, and what you do is you grab your clothes, and you go in the shower, and you get dressed in the shower or someplace else, because you can't even get dressed, or you get dressed in shifts. Some of the coaches are in there. They get their stuff on. They leave to go, and the next shift comes in. Iowa's a crazy one. Iowa's at the pink locker room. The coach's locker room is super small. I mean, if you're sitting down facing the other coach, you're right there. You're face to face. There's this one.
Knees are knocking.
Yeah, you're like that far apart from each other. So, go ahead. Sorry.
The other thing I'd say that's changed also is just the time, the calendar. Think of it now, like the freshmen, you wouldn't see the freshmen come in until training camp, and that was the first time I'd see them. You'd size them up, fit them, get their gear ready. Well, now we're already getting ready for the guys coming in.
Wow. In December?
December.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
most of them probably.
Yeah. I mean, the summer is the training camp. I mean, heck, everybody's been there for 3 months already by that time.
Wow.
You know, so the calendar is just the other thing of just, it is nonstop all the time.
Do you get a lot of phone calls because you're the longest active? I mean, you're the oldest active, longest tenure, right, in the Big Ten. Is there anyone longer than you in the Big Ten?
I think Curtis over at Northwestern. I think he's been there almost 30 years.
Okay. Do you get a lot of phone calls from other people of like, hey, what are you guys doing on this? How are you guys handling this? Say it's from Purdue or it's from another conference. It's from Texas Tech or whatever. I'm sure there's kind of a brotherhood between all of you. Like, how are you guys handling this?
Oh, yeah. We all talk to each other. I talked to Mitch at Indiana this week about playing because the locker rooms this weekend in Penn State, you know, with the stadium being under construction, are modulars.
What's that now? Modulars?
Like a modular
home. So it's like,
so there's
it's like a trailer.
Three different trailers that we're going to be using for locker rooms this week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Whoa.
You know, just like, hey, what's the situation?
This is fascinating.
What are we doing? Yeah. He's like, every place he goes, nothing's the same. So it's never like, it's got to be nice in the Big Ten now that you've seen everything. I'm sure going to a Washington, UCLA, USC, those are different. But you've been to USC before.
Yep, I've been to USC twice, UCLA twice.
So you had an idea of what those were.
Yeah, so I've been everywhere in the conference now. We played at Oregon a few years ago with Coach Riley. Mm-hmm. We were up there, I believe that was. Mm-hmm. So.
Do we need to say anything at all because of obviously because your incredible diligence and the work ethic for a raise? Do we need to talk?
No. If Troy, I was going to say, you should be making more than some of the coaches.
Yeah, we should like that. So if Troy Dannon's listening, should we say something to him right now for a potential raise for you?
No,
we're for your good. 300th game?
He's good.
Okay.
No, we're
okay.
good.
Yeah. Okay. Just thought maybe we'd bring
Bill's
it up.
Good at get.
I'm trying
good
to
get raises for people.
Yes, I'm trying to get raises for people.
He got raised for LeBlanc.
Yeah, LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
Yes. LeBlanc. Dennis got a big raise.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he took it over as the AD. He took over and did a
Bill
lot of stuff.
Bill got him a huge raise. Yeah.
Anything from the text line, Jake?
Well, we are
out of
way
time.
Out of time.
Okay. But,
Jake, this was fascinating.
Yeah, congrats on 300
He's a savant.
As the equipment manager and enjoy the trip.
Could
to
you
Penn
hold
State.
Up this?
Yeah, pull the plaque up.
Yeah, hold it up.
Right there, that camera.
That camera over there.
Look at that.
Bill, you did good on that.
Yes. He is a...
Get me a plaque.
You already got... Jake,
you have
your plaque won last year. You know he's the sports...
Journalist of the Year.
Journalist of the Year.
That
How about
like
that?
3 years ago.
Journalist of the Year. We got equipment manager of the year.
Where's that plaque at, by the way?
I have it. Jay, this was incredible. That was truly behind-the-scenes stuff that's interesting.
No, thanks for having me. It's a lot of people that do it, and the students and other staff people. And
When they run out there and they look great against Penn State right there, look to Jay Terry.
Yeah, no joke. That's no
true.
Joke.
Yeah. Truth.
Jay, thanks so much.
Thank you
so much. Ray Kamen's Song of the Day is next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.